This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Recording in progress.
Okay, good morning, everyone. I want to tell you a beautiful insight from the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon comments on the pasuk in Parshas Tazria, Perek Yud Gimel, pasuk Gimel. V'seyar ba'nega hafach lavan. The hair of the nega turned white. We all know that in order for a nega to be tame, you have to have a nega, and in the nega, you have a hair that was black, and it turned white. It turned white. Now, if the hair preceded the nega, it would be tahar. Baheres kadma l'seyar lavan tameh. Seyar lavan kadma l'baheres tahar. Okay. Look at Rashi on that pasuk. Rashi says, mitchila shachar, first the hair was black, v'hafach l'lavan, and it turned white. B'toich ha-nega, in the nega, umiyot seyar shnayim. A miyot of hair is two. So it's very interesting. First, Rashi explains, what does it mean, hafach lavan? Hafach lavan means, first it was black, and then it turned white in the nega. Meaning, not that the hair turned white and then came the nega, but it turned white in the nega. And then Rashi explains how many hairs are needed. Rashi says two hairs. And the question is, and the Vilna Gaon asks this question, why does Rashi first explain what hafach lavan means, that it had to be hafach lavan in the nega, and then Rashi explains what seyar means, two hairs. The pasuk says, v'seyar ba nega hafach lavan. First the pasuk says, the hair. So Rashi should say, miyot seyar shnayim. And then the pasuk says, hafach lavan. Why does Rashi first explain hafach lavan and then the seyar when the word seyar appears before hafach lavan? So the Vilna Gaon in the Shnois Elyo says something out of this world. The Vilna Gaon says the halacha is that if the nega preceded the hair, tameh. First you have to have the nega and then the hair. But if the hair came first, the white hair came and then the nega, tahar. Where do we learn this from? Seyar ba nega hafach lavan. The hair in the nega turned white. Seyar ba nega, the hair in the nega, hafach lavan. Meaning, the nega was mahapech, the seyar, from black to white. Hafach lavan is going on the nega. The seyar ba nega, hafach lavan. The seyar ba nega, the hair in the nega, hafach lavan. The nega turned white. Rashi says the Gemara is bothered by the following question. How do you know hafach is going on the nega? How do you know? Meaning, how do you know the hafach? How do you know hafach is going on the nega? Maybe hafach is going on the hair. That the hair turned white on its own. How do you know that the hafach is going on the nega? That the nega, the seyar ba nega, hafach lavan, how do you know that the word hafach is going on the nega, that it's the nega that turned the hair white? Maybe the word hafach is going on the seyar. The seyar, the hair, ba nega, that happens now to be in the nega, hafach, it turned white on its own. And even if it came before. Therefore Rashi adds, miyot seyar shnayim. The minimum of hair is two. So if it's going on the seyar, it should say, hafchu lavan. They turned white. But it doesn't say they. It says he. Hafach would then be going on the nega, which is singular, and therefore it had to be black, and it turned white in the nega. In other words, Rashi says, "Mitchila shachar, v'hafach lavan b'toich ha-nega." Why? How do I know? Maybe it turned white on its own, even if it came first. Because if that was the case, then the hafach would be going on the seyar. And Rashi adds, umi yot seyar shnayim, the minimum of here is two, then it would say hafchu. So in other words, Rashi first is establishing the halacha that the nega had to come first, and therefore hafach is going on the nega. And Rashi says, how do I know hafach is going on the nega? Maybe it's going on the seir, because then it would say hafchu. Why? Because miyot seir shnayim, the minimum has to be two hairs. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, the good news is the Sefer in Lashon HaKadosh was published, and it arrived in America yesterday. If anybody wants to get a hold of the Hebrew Sefer on Pesach, it's available at our site, rabbidg.com, or it's distributed by Levitz to Sfarim stores near you. Have a wonderful day, everyone. Hope to see everyone tonight at 8:30 for an amazing shiur regarding yearning for Mashiach around the year. Have a great day. We should be zoicha benisan nigalu, benisan asidin ligal.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.